Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
A recent advice column in the UK asks the question, is it okay to wear the same thing to work 2 days in a row? Well, the topic may have led to an interesting debate in the office today, so we decided we need some expert advice on this. Aoife Donegan is an image consultant and owner of The Style Bob. She's on the line now. You're very welcome, Aoife, to the programme this evening. Thank you for joining us. So, what are the rules? Are there any rules? Can you wear the same clothes 2 days in a row to work?
Really interesting, actually, reading the article. So did you know, actually, that Steve Jobs had 200 black polonecks, believe it or not? But that's because he didn't want to make any just difficult decisions in the morning. So we got up, and have we ever seen him in anything else? So I think the answer, I suppose, to your question is that if it's a dramatic piece, it's very hard to wear it a second day in a row. I have a yellow jacket upstairs. I remember wearing it to work years ago. And of course, yellow is the colour of fun and friendliness, and everyone chatted me all day. I don't think I could have rocked in the next day in the same yellow jacket.
Well, so you couldn't wear it for weeks, really, could you?
I was exhausted from all the chat. Everybody in the lift, the canteen. I thought, good God. So something like that. And if you're a dramatic dresser, I think you're going to love dramatic pieces, so you're going to have to rotate them. But it is possible, I think, to wear, you can go wearing the same thing the next day if you've really good neutrals in your wardrobe. You've got to start off with good foundation basics. So certainly for a woman, for example, I would have lots of navies and greys and blacks in my wardrobe, but I'd also have a lot of dramatic jewellery. So, you can take a simple navy or black top and, you could wear it with whatever trouser skirt you want, and then you just change up the jewellery. I used to have a selection of red lipsticks, believe it or not, that I could just change my look. So upstairs, sometimes I start with my foundation pieces and then I look to my accessories on my shoes and change things up. So if you love a navy suit all the time and you've always worn it with black shoes, well, then maybe you wear it with a burgundy shoe. Or if a guy loves jeans and he wears them to work all the time, could those blue jeans now be grey?
Do you think
you don't have to be blue all the time?
Can I? Well, you're talking to a permanently blue man here. I can tell you, not mood wise. Can you tell me? Do you think there's more pressure on certain people to perform, let's say, sartorially than others?
Yeah, look, it depends first of all on your environment and your roles. So I was reading actually about Obama today. He had the same dress suit for 8 years and we never commented. So something like that is very generic. But I think if you're...
Suits are different, aren't they? Suits are different. Yes. I mean, if it's casual in your work, there's more pressure, arguably, isn't there?
I think there is. And remember, we've got a new work environment now. We've this hybrid environment and dress codes have become a lot more relaxed. So in other words, that casual look sometimes is harder to pull off because it seems quite easy. So I think if you're in the public eye a bit, depending on your role in work, there is more pressure. And there's always more pressure.
So if you're a male presenter of a radio afternoon show, for example, Aoife, do you think you should really put the effort in?
I think you can wear your pyjamas.
Boom, she's right.
Oh, they have good. These webcams now and everything. You can't wear your pyjamas on radio anymore.
Aoife, I'm going to start a campaign here. To get David McCullough, and he doesn't know I'm starting this campaign,
okay,
to wear a string vest on the 6-1. And the reason being, why not? It's all about confidence, isn't it?
It is, but you see, what if he's given us some kind of news and he's wearing a string vest?
But it's all about the
message substance.
It's how you convey the message, isn't it? It's not about what you wear. And this goes for any office, anywhere.
Well, no, it would be a bit distracting now, Cormac, for viewers.
Well, would you be distracted by David in a string vest?
I would.
Why?
Well, see, actually, Cormac,
you walked into that one. Go on, Aoife. Sorry.
Well, I do have to say
something.
I'd be distracted by that. Go on. Sorry.
I'm going to watch 6 o'clock news now, but
never look at David the same way again.
I cycle by David every day on the way home. I think he's going to run
David.
Me over.
Leave
go
David
on,
alone.
Aoife, go on. Yeah, sorry.
No, I mean the whole thing about image, right? Is that's not just about the clothes you wear. It's I always say it's the ABC of image. It's appearance, behavior, communication, and if you all three have to line up. So if he is on a stringy vest, given very bad news, it may not be the look. So you always have to, I always say to clients and to people, what's the message you're trying to get across, and do your clothes endorse that message?
Yeah.
So it's not just about the clothes.
Some of the texts that we've gotten in this, one person says, same clothes 5 days per week, clean underclothes each day. Okay. At least they're going for the clean underclothes. That's nice. Anne has sort of the same idea as yourself, Aoife. My husband has the solution. Buy a multitude of one colour top and one colour trousers for work, either black or navy, and no one knows whether you change or not.
Yeah, it's easier for a man, though, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. I beg your pardon.
I wonder, should they bring back uniforms? I'd sort of love uniform, like, really. I wouldn't have to think about it in the morning. It'd be great.
It's not easier for a man. Listen to this, Aoife, right? Fashion is instant language. Speak it.
Yes.
Speak it.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what I say to my men, if you're going
I'll
to turn
up in, let's say...
I'll
get that dictionary sometime soon, Cormac. Sorry, Aoife.
No, but it's true. If you turn up in chinos every day and, let's say, a denim shirt, why can't your chinos be burgundy? They don't have to be...
Or blue.
They don't have to. Your shirt doesn't have to be blue. I mean, you show a little bit of personality through your clothes. And I think you have to develop a little mini uniform here. So, you know, the only way to develop a mini uniform and then add your personality afterwards is have great basics. So, like, for me, my jeans are blue, black and grey. You know, I know my blazers are black and navy. And then I just change around lots of different things. So okay. I think it's to mix things up, but you have to have great basics. So you know that thing about your thermal?
A couple of string vests as well, Aoife. I'll buy some of those for Cormac for Christmas, no problem. Yeah. Actually, maybe, you know what? Maybe I won't.
Don't. Hey, George, Aoife,
we have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us. That's Aoife Donegan, who is an image consultant. Let us know your thoughts to 51551.